O worthy, you are my lambs that I have chosen to watch over. I have come in all my glory this night, for I do carry the glory, and I do walk among my people, and I disperse that glory throughout the land. As you take communion with me this night, I want you to understand that I take communion with you also. This is not a one-sided thing this day. All of heaven has come to sup with you. I was placed on that cross for this day, so you would understand that I love you. I have a complete love. I do not have half a love. I have a complete love. I do not love as humans love. For my love goes to the very core of your being. It saturates every part of you. And I am asking you this night to see me as worthy, to give me praise and honor that is due me. I did not go to the cross so I could be praised. I went to the cross so that one day you and I could sit together in heavenly places. I have come, and you have chosen to praise me from the very core of your beings. And now we can sup and dine together. You will know the riches of my glory more and more each and every day of your lives. For I'm going to fill you to overflowing with my glory. And you will take that glory to the nations. It will cause multitudes to bow their knees and weep to a living God. You are my glory carriers. I have been watching over you, lo, these many years. I have been changing and rearranging, and I have been making you just like my son Jesus. And I say to you this night, please don't compromise your walk with me. Your walk with me is greater than anything that you'll ever do in your lifetime. Lift me up. Always lift me up above the beggarly elements of this world. Some of you I pulled out of the abyss. Others, you were just naturally mine. Some of you were born with my spirit abiding richly inside of you. It does not matter how it happened. What matters is it did happen, and you are my chosen vessels of honor that I am working through. This is a dispensation of time where I will send you into the highways and into the byways, and you shall compel them to come in. It won't be you that will be the compelling, but it will be my Holy Spirit and my glory that you carry within your mortal bodies. There's a great work that needs to be done. And each one of you has said, here I am, Lord, use me. You have suffered much since you spoke those words. But the suffering is worth it all to see the harvest being brought in. And this surely is harvest time, my little ones. This is a time that I want to bring in the greatest harvest that the church has ever seen. When you leave this place this night, you will leave changed and rearranged. And you think, well, I thought I was already changed and rearranged. My children, you will always be changed and rearranged. Because as you climb from glory to glory to glory, there are changes that must occur in your lives. So do not think it a strange thing when I say, here's another change. because you've stepped into a deeper realm. And I need you emptied of those things that would cause the glory to be hindered. This night I say unto you, stay close to the cross. Follow me at all cost, and shed my love upon a dead, dying world that does not know love. You, my children, you need to be showing love. You need to be showing compassion and grace to that lost, that down and outer, to those who do not know me. You have learned to know me in all my fullness. But you see, that too has a never-ending realm to it, because you will never understand me in all my fullness. What you do is you just keep working towards that goal. So tonight, here we are. We're together once again. You worship me from the very soul of your being. And I have come to sup with you. And we will dine together, you and I, for the rest of the service. But you will not leave here empty. You will leave here full to overflowing. I am your Father. Thank you for praising my Son this night. And now let's just enjoy the rest of the evening and go home worshiping a living God. I'm hearing God say that some of you are too quick to judge others. And he wants you to stop that. And he wants you to seek his face. Find out what the people are doing. And then take it to the cross. And ask God to change those people and rearrange them to be all that he's called them forth to be. My word says, judge not, lest ye be judged. And some of you have judged so wrongly. It's also the same when you're judging, you can't go into the deepness of his being. Helen, would you please come back to Naomi? And God wants to anoint her. Take her to the mercy seat of grace and anoint her with grace from on high, because she's going to meet a lot of people that's going to need grace. Thank you, Jesus. And Naomi, God's taking you to the mercy seat of grace in the heavenly places. And right there, he's bestowing upon you the grace of heaven. And for everybody else's information, Naomi is not judging people. God's just going to place people around her that really need grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Alan, with you, God has taken you to the mercy seat of compassion. You're going to be in contact with people who need compassion, the compassion of Christ. And when you have the compassion of Christ, you have a mixture of understanding with the compassion, where you can truly set people free. I need Christopher. Are you free to go anoint him with oil? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And you're sitting at the compassion seat of Christ. Thank you, Father. You're going to find yourself, Alan, weeping. You know, when you're getting ready to do a deliverance, you're going to find yourself weeping over the people and their bondages. And that's Christ weeping over them because they are so bound. And then you're going to find yourself speaking. It's like outside of your body, but it's Christ speaking through you to the spirits that are binding the people up. I need you to go to Adriana, anoint her. Adriana, God's taking you to the mercy seat of rejection. Like Christ, you know what it is to be rejected and abused. As you sit on that mercy seat of rejection, you're going to feel Christ. And you're going to be able to help people through their periods of rejection. And you'll even be doing this at the times when you yourself are being rejected, just as Christ was. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Is Catherine Core here tonight? Catherine, God has taken you to the mercy seat of love. He's going to place people in your path that believe that nobody could ever love them. But because of what God has done for you, you know He can. And so when you come across those people, you'll be working through the love of Christ. And you'll set them free from their bondage of self-hate and self-rejection. And God is saying, Catherine, the world is dark, cruel, and cold. And you can't find love in the world. And God is saturating His people with love to transfer that love to those who never knew love. Thank you, Father. how the Astrid God has taken you to the mercy seat of divine intervention. And because you've had divine intervention most of your life by the Father, He's placed within you a compassion of divine intervention for other people who believe that there's no God to help them. Nancy Willis, God has taken you to the mercy seat of unworthiness. God's going to place many people in your life that feel unworthy, feel like they're cold and dead and there's no promise for life. And God's going to place them in your presence. And when you go to that mercy seat of unworthiness, God will work through those people and set them free. And God said you lack understanding in this area, but He's going to give you understanding of why the people feel so unworthy. You know in part, but you don't know the full picture, but God is calling you to this position because He knows that He can use you and you will bend and do the things He's asking you to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So many feel unworthy, little ones, so many. And you yourself many times feel unworthy, but you are worthy, and you're going to find out that you are worthy, and it's because of this revelation that I can use you to help others to climb out of their pit of despair. Grace, God has taken you to the mercy seat of joy. Even in your wildest days of despair, you found joy in me, little one. Even though the world was crashing down around about you and all was rejecting you and nobody believed you, you still found joy in me. And now I'm going to place people in your path that feel like you used to feel. And you're going to teach them about my joy. You're going to teach them of heavenly joy and not earthly joy. I'm placing you in this mercy seat, little one, because you love me totally and completely. You love me. You have wrapped yourself, entwined yourself within me where you can't tell where you begin and I end. We are one, perfectly joined together. I don't know if Ryan's here, but for Ryan, God has taken him to the mercy seat of divine intervention. And son, you have fought hard and long to escape the snare of the fowler. And you have learned that it's only during my divine intervention that you are set free. And this is what you will take to the people. And I will place you in the midst of people who have been bound like you have been bound. And I will use you as a vessel of honor to set them free. I know the bondage is still there. But see, I see things you do not see. And I see you whole. I see you free because of divine intervention. Place your hand in mine right now, son, and march on with me. Please do not go into despair, because I am surely with you, and I am changing, and I am rearranging, and I am bringing you to the pinnacle of freedom, son. Thank you, Jesus. You were marked from your mother's womb for such a time as this, and the enemy has been trying to steal even your very salvation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. If each one only knew what I have in store for you, you would never have another bad day. For you would be continually rejoicing in me and in my resurrection power that you are celebrating today. And my son surely is roaring like a lion, the Lion of Judah. And the enemy and all of hell is trembling because they know their end is near. Stand up and proclaim liberty to the captives right now. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, I proclaim liberty and freedom to all captives.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I was going to teach on communion tonight, but we'll do it some other time. But God wants us to take communion right now. And you know, at the Lord's Last Supper, He took communion with His disciples. And He said, take and eat, for this is My body. Then He said, take and drink, for this is My blood. So when you feel prepared in your heart to go take communion, which you uncovered, the communion is up on the stand. Everything you need is in one container. But please, take it with great reverence. And you know, I just feel my spirit as Jesus wept over Jerusalem because He knew how Jerusalem was going to deny Him, reject Him, and then have to suffer for that. He wants you to really take communion with a pure heart tonight. And don't bring damnation upon your own soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just hearing, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
That's already free of time.
Oh, okay, thank you. If you don't know how to get the little wafer out, Aaron's going to show you right now how to get the wafer out.
So there's a thin piece of plastic on top. Pull that off first, and then expose the wafer, take that out, and then you can open the rest of the cup.
Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain at Calvary. We take this communion, Father God, in remembrance of You. And we thank You, Father. We thank You, Father. We truly do thank You for Calvary. We thank You for Resurrection Sunday. You know, I know that all churches aren't following God the way they ought, because God said, he said years ago he was setting apart a remnant church. And that's just not one, it's many churches, but they become one when they come together. And God told us right up front that we were a remnant church. And God's calling remnant churches forth right now out of the desert. He's had us on the backside of the desert, training us, and stripping us from all flesh, so that nothing is left except Jesus. I just really, you know, I'm trying not to cry, because some of you still have not done that. You have not allowed Jesus to strip you of all your flesh. And you're professing to be like Christ, and you're really not. I'm asking you, or God's asking you tonight, to please let him have every bit of flesh and become like his son Jesus. And take up your cross daily and serve God for that day, no matter what's in it. Serve God for that day and thank him for the cross that he's asked you to bear in that day. Nothing is going to become easy. We're in a war, and the enemy wants us. It is a battle that we're in. But it's a battle that we go into already knowing we have the victory. So we never feel defeated, because it's constant victory. And I might be wrong, Alan, but I just feel like God wants to say something through you tonight, right now.
To do with that proclaiming victory business, which was literally a shout of freedom. God saying that went across the entire world, and there was waves after wave after wave of freedom. And I can see right now waves of it penetrating people and penetrating dead churches. And this wave of freedom goes into the prodigals. This wave of freedom goes into those of your children that you feel are lost. And God, show me that this freedom is, as he has planted in those different individuals and those different churches, is a seed. And it's a seed that's going to grow. And God's saying in an untimely way. In other words, really fast. And then in these certain areas, God showed me where these seeds begin to take root and spread over entire areas that then are going to be claimed for God. And then I'm going to build a network, says God. I'm going to build a freedom network. And I'm going to be shuffling you all back and forth on it, some supernaturally. There's going to be translations. There's going to be angels appear to you. They're going to lay their hands on you, and you're going to be instantly in a different area where I can work through you to set people free. Because this harvest is all about freedom. You don't hear all the cries that I do. There are so many that are on their last breath that have completely given up and yet still cry out. And I am an on-time God. I'm just seeing people moved around on a chessboard, like a three-dimensional chessboard, with blinding speed. And then God is saying this is going to spread to the different dimensions. And it's like at night when you see the world light up, all the lights turn on. And that's what God's showing me in different spots in the world. And it's not that there's a lot of them, it's just the light that's being carried is enormous.
If there's anybody that wants ministered to, if you come up the altar, we'll minister to you at this time.